You're listening to Vatican Radio.
This is Vatican Radio. I'm Chris Ultieri. A major international conference sponsored by the Pontifical Academy of Social Science is hosting a conference this weekend looking at the 25th anniversary of Pope St. John Paul II's landmark social encyclical letter, Centesimus Annus. Centesimus Annus was itself an anniversary marker, celebrating the 100th anniversary of the seminal papal piece of writing on social matters in the modern world, Rerum Novarum, by Pope Leo XIII, in 1891. Centesimus Annus was written at a moment of massive change and upheaval in politics and economics, in the wake of the collapse of the Soviet Union, and in the midst of an unprecedented increase in wealth and standards of living across the globe that were threatened by corrupt and exploitative interests. Its purpose was to welcome a vision of morally ordered liberty in the service of the human person. Now, scholars, policymakers, and political leaders from around the world are gathered in the Vatican to take stock of political, economic, and cultural changes since the release of Centesimus Annus, and offer a critical appraisal of Catholic social doctrine's engagement with the world over the same period and into the future. Presidents Evo Morales of Bolivia and Rafael Correa of Ecuador are among the participants, as is U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders, the Democratic Socialist Independent from Vermont, who is seeking the nomination of the Democratic Party as its candidate in the November presidential election in the United States. An external advisor to Pope St. John Paul II on Centesimus Annus, who has worked closely with the Pontifical Academy for Social Science for many years, Jeffrey Sachs of the Earth Institute at Columbia University, told Vatican Radio's Alessandro Gisotti the time is ripe for a new and vigorous dialogue.
The Church has always emphasized, especially since Rerum Novarum in 1891, that the market economy, the kind of economic system we live in, must be operated within a moral framework. If simply profit motive is the only guide, then we end up with mass inequality, social exclusion, corruption, and environmental degradation. In 1991, when Centesimus Annus was issued by Pope John Paul II, that was the moment of the revolutionary changes of Eastern Europe, going from communism to market economy. And Pope John Paul II said very clearly, yes, market economy, but it must have a moral framework. Otherwise, workers will be exploited, the environment will be exploited, the poor countries will be exploited. We will have war and violence. Unfortunately, his message was not heeded adequately. So 25 years later, many of the things that the Church cautioned about, the rising inequality of income, the impunity and corruption of economies, the abuse by the financial sector, those things came to pass. And now, with Pope Francis's remarkable, powerful encyclical Laudato Si, this message is even more urgent for our time because we must have a moral framework in which our economies operate. Otherwise, the economy itself will do great damage to people all over the world and to the natural environment.
Many things have changed after 1991, the issuing of Centesimus Annus. Pope Francis today is a moral world leader, not only for the Catholic Church. Do you think that you mentioned Laudato Si, his role, his leadership will be listened more and much more by the political leaders on these very issues, social exclusion, climate change, and etc.?
Pope Francis played a pivotal role in reaching two great agreements last year, the Sustainable Development Goals, which were adopted by the world's governments on September 25th, and then the Paris Climate Agreement on December 12th. While the Pope did not intervene in those negotiations directly, his call for moral vision, Laudato Si call for a common plan for our common home resonated all over the world. Now we have a basic framework, but it's very, very fragile because it's just words that now have to be turned into action. And the Pope's moral leadership is indispensable for success in that direction.
Last question, as you know, everyone knows that tomorrow Pope Francis will go to Lesbos to visit and encounter refugees. As an American, what is your evaluation of this this visit and this continuously stressing the importance to be welcoming the refugees in Europe?
Well, I think the Pope's message is a message of humanity and decency. As an American, my message is for the United States, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and others to stop the war in Syria, because the refugees are coming because of war. The war is a war that's sometimes called a proxy war, meaning that many outside powers have intervened in Syria for their geopolitical reasons. The United States has sided with Saudi Arabia to try to overthrow the Syrian government. This, in my opinion, is very disastrous because it led to mass bloodshed and it led to millions of refugees. So my belief is that the refugee crisis can be stopped by ending the war in Syria and enforcing the ceasefire that has been agreed in the UN Security Council.
That was the director of the Earth Institute at Columbia University, Professor Jeffrey Sachs, speaking with Vatican Radio's Alessandro Gisotti. I'm Chris Altieri.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.